97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Tim Wright, co-founder of Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service. Tim, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Sharon.
Pleasure. Tim, let's jump right in. I know it may sound obvious, but what is Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service?
Well, it all goes back to my brother and I. When we were teenagers, we did a lot of landscaping and yard work. It evolved to us eventually working at Chick-fil-A and then part-time doing landscaping on the side. We started the company in 2008, mostly with landscaping and lawn care services. A few years in, we started to get into tree service. Both my brother and I now are licensed landscape contractors, and I'm a certified arborist as well.
Tim, how did you know as a youth how to do landscaping?
It began with me sitting on my dad's lap on the lawnmower. That's one of my first memories of landscaping. I steered the lawnmower.
You steered the lawnmower.
And I steered a leaf rake.
I've never heard of a leaf rake.
Yes, raking leaves.
Raking leaves.
Yes.
With your hand, you steered it. I hadn't heard that term before. You steered it. Well, what is, if somebody wants to use your services, and we'll get a little more into that, what is the process for getting to you to get the job started for a client?
So you can either call our office, 919-260-1865. That's 919-260-1865. Or you can visit our website, CarborLandscapes.com. You can fill out the request form there on our website, and our office staff will get back to you and schedule a consultation to meet with me, and we'll look over whatever needs you have and give recommendations, put together a quote, and email it to you, and go from there.
Go from there. Define your ideal client, Tim, if you would.
I would say our ideal client is a homeowner who does not have time to do the landscaping or doesn't want to make the time. They'd rather place their time somewhere else with kids, family, whatever. And they really want to hire an expert. As I mentioned, we're licensed landscape contractors. I'm certified arborist. So we really put a very strong focus on being the best at what we do. So we're not always the best fit for every customer, but we want to be in our field, the doctor, the lawyer, the specialist of our field. So.
And I notice that you say you are a certified arborist. What does that mean?
So there's an organization called the International Society of Arboriculture. They certify arborists internationally. The certification is recognized around the world. It's a very long and difficult process. You have to be doing arborist activities, working with trees and shrubs for a minimum of 3 years full-time before you can apply and do the training that's necessary to become a certified arborist. So it's definitely not an overnight process. It's not something that you just jump into. It's very much like becoming a doctor or a veterinarian. A lot of training and experience that goes into it.
I confess, I knew nothing about this field. Obviously, a person would want to have, I imagine, a landscaper or a tree service because they want to make their, what they call curb appeal, make their house look beautiful. But how many people just say, I can do it myself? What are they missing out if they do it themselves, not calling somebody who was trained to know what to do?
Oh, where to begin? Well, again, I go back to, you know, if you have a bad tooth, you know, you're not going to pull it yourself. You know, if you need to go to court, you're going to hire a lawyer. You know, there are certain things with landscaping that, or that some homeowners can handle. But often we find that homeowners get their information from the internet, which sometimes is true. Often it's not. And there are, just like with other things in life, there are many ways to do it wrong and very few ways to do it right. Best way.
Got it. Now, Tim, how do you stay current, or do you have to stay current? Different kinds of soil, different kinds of trees, different kinds of everything. Is it like medicine? Is it like etiquette? Does it change over the years, or once you learn it, you got it?
So both with the landscape contractor license and with the arborist certification, it, again, is like being a doctor. You have to go to continuing education every year and receive ongoing education credits. So it's definitely, from the very beginning, it's a time commitment, and you know, you're committing to continuing education throughout your career. There's something called a certified master certified arborist that, you know, it's even a step above.
A master certified arborist. It's the real deal. Do you aspire to that level?
Yes. I would definitely like to continue on with that. Right now, our company is too busy for me to pursue that right now. But I would like to definitely in the next few years work toward
that. How about time of year? If there's snow and ice all over the ground, are you out of work for a while? Is your work seasonal?
So with our tree service side of our company, that includes all types of tree care, treatment and diagnosis of trees, pruning, repairing storm damage, also removing hazardous or dead trees. So usually when we have snow or ice storm, there's going to be some tree damage around that needs to be taken care of.
I hadn't thought of that. Thank you. Tim, let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about your business. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest is Tim Wright, co-founder of Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Tim Wright, who is the co-founder of Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service. Tim, what counties do you serve in the Triangle?
We serve Orange County, Durham, Chatham, and Alamance County.
Right. And where is your company based?
We're based in Carborough.
Based in Carborough. Always been in Carborough the whole time?
Yes, that's where it all began.
So if a client calls, a potential client says, I'm in Raleigh, I need your service, that's what would you do?
Well, unfortunately, right now we do not service the Raleigh area. Pretty much everything west of the Raleigh area.
West of the Raleigh area.
So Cary and Apex, Durham, definitely, but we don't go as far as Raleigh.
Got it. And I understand you've won some awards with your company. Tell us about that.
We've won the Best of Chapel Hill Landscaper Award 3 years in a row, the Angie's List Super Service Award in 2015. We also have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau.
And isn't there something about energy or energy-saving landscape certification or something I heard about?
Yes. So we have an energy-saving landscape certification that involves proper placement of trees around the property for shading, cooling in the summer, as well as allowing sunlight to the house during the winter to help with heating, wind breaks. There are a lot of things that go into energy savings.
I can only imagine. Congratulations on getting that award, being able to provide that. I'd like to tell our audience, that a full disclosure, that I used Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service years ago when I had to move. My realtor told me that we needed some more dirt put in the backyard to build it up. I had no idea what he was talking about, but I contacted Tim. And sure enough, you made your schedule. You came there with a lot of dirt and filled it up the way it was supposed to be, which I assume helped me sell that house faster. Is providing soil a service that you offer to a lot of your clients, or was I a special case?
So often around homes, and this is probably the case when your house was going on the market, there's drainage issues. So erosion is often around homes because of all the runoff from the roof, sometimes from the driveway, all the impervious surfaces. So
that explains it. Tell us about your staff, Tim. How do you find them? How do you qualify them? How do you monitor them? Just tell us about your staff, please.
We are a local family-owned company. So we have 5 full-time employees, including our office staff. We hire part-time as needed, and then when we need another full-time employee, we hire out of our part-time staff. So we use that as a proving ground, probationary period, working them part-time so that we see what their work ethic is and training and that kind of thing. So
perfect. Then you know what you're getting because they've been tested as a part-timer.
Exactly.
Tim, if someone were to call you and say, I need you to come out tomorrow and sod my lawn, as a made-up example, how much lead time would you suggest to our audience they need before you can actually service them?
So the first step in the process is to contact us either by calling our office or filling out the request form on our website. Then we would set up an appointment for a consultation and come out and look at the property and see what the problem is, come up with a solution. Often there is a misconception by customers that they already know everything that needs to be done. And again, much like, you know, going to a doctor, you may go in thinking you need one thing, but it may be something else, or it may need to be approached from a different angle. So we're going to make sure that things are done properly and sustainably, and not just doing something because a customer wants to pay us to do it.
Right. I think that's very ethical. Thank you. Now, you mentioned they should contact you to get the consultation. Could you remind us, please, of your phone number and your website address?
Yes. So our office phone number is 919-260-1865, 919-260-1865, and our website is carboroughlandscapes.com.
carboroughlandscapes.com.
Yes.
Perfect. Tim, tell us about competition. How do you deal with competition in this field?
So most of our competition, we either know them or work with them in referring business back and forth. Especially in the landscape industry, there are a lot of companies that come and go and that kind of thing. And so there's not as much competition as you might think. The more specialized the field is, especially when you get into tree surgeon and tree removal type services, having all the proper insurance and certifications, you know, and actually having the experience and training to do what needs to be done and having insurance just in case, because things do go wrong even when you're trying to do everything right.
Right, sure. So. That makes sense. Well, now, Very quickly, with our 30 seconds left, how do you charge? Without giving us your prices, how do you charge? How do you decide, is it a big house, is it a small house? What determines what you're going to charge?
So that's one of the reasons that a consultation is necessary, because until we're on the property and we actually see what needs to be done, we have to go through the process of finding all of the problems that are contributing and then finding a solution so that we're not just putting a Band-Aid on what we think the problem is. So we have to do all the proper research.
That makes sense. Thank you. Tim, let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear more about your business. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest is Tim Wright, co-founder of Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carbro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Tim Wright, co-founder of Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service. Tim, when we left off, you were talking about cost and how you charge, and you mentioned that there's a consultation in which you help develop the cost. Can you tell us more about how you charge and what's involved?
So every property is different. Every project, the scope and size of the project is different. Also, customers' budget can vary. There are a lot of variables involved. So every project quote is customized to the individual customer's needs.
That makes sense. So just because you charged X for this one customer doesn't mean it's going to be cookie cutter and you're charging X for the next customer. And does it also depend upon, this may sound like a silly question, but sod, dirt, all this kind of stuff, are there various costs within those items when you do your work? I hear people talk about different kinds of grass, Bermuda, and probably you know them all. Is there a difference with those kind of charges as well?
So there are some variables within materials depending on what type of material. Sod prices are generally around the same when you get into stone or mulch. Or sometimes there are different products, and those can range in price. Typically, the labor cost that's involved is very similar.
That makes sense. Tim, why don't you please give us your contact information again?
919-260-1865. 919-260-1865. Or our website, carboroughlandscapes.com.
Thank you, Tim. During our break, I asked you, you learn riding on your father's lawnmower. How did he learn? And you said, from his father. Is this business a generational business?
Well, it didn't start with my father, but that's my father always did everything around the house growing up. He didn't hire anyone to work on the car or to mow the lawn or, you know, he did that. And as my brother and I grew up, we became part of his crew.
Oh, okay.
His dad did that as well with him when he was growing up. He was one of three brothers.
One of three brothers. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the soil is just in your blood as far as what you'd like to do with this. Tim, what is the best part of your job?
I would say what I enjoy most about my job is working with people. I enjoy interacting with people. I'm a problem solver, so I enjoy searching out a problem and then finding the best possible solution. I also really enjoy working with plants and with trees. I spent a lot of time in the woods growing up as a child. So,
and I'll bet your lawn is impeccable.
Not always.
Tim! That's okay. That's fun. Tim, our time is up. I want to say thank you so much for coming in and educating the community about Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service. And once again, to tell our audience, I've used his service and it is perfect. Tim, thank you so much for coming and speaking to us today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You've been listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. This is Sharon Hill saying that's our show for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.